USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Ukrainian flag is flying over Chernobyl again. The government-owned energy firm announced the news on Saturday. In a post to Facebook, the Ukrainian Agency on Exclusion Zone Management wrote no Russian troops were near the site. Chernobyl was the scene of a major nuclear accident in 1986. Cleanup from the waste site is expected to be complete 40 years from now. More than 2,500 people have been evacuated from several hard-hit cities in the country as rescue efforts for civilians continue. More than 4,000 have been evacuated overall on Saturday. The head of Russia's space agency is floating the idea of ending cooperation in the International Space Station program due to sanctions issued by Western nations. Dmitry Rogozin, in a Twitter thread, says several rocket and space industry enterprises in Russia have been affected by the sanctions. His latest remarks comes after a mission ended recently. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.